Can I encourage you all to open up your Bibles, please, to Titus chapter 1, that passage that Sandeep has read for us. And we're going to come to God and pray as we open up his word. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, your word is a lamp for our feet. It is a light for our path. So, Lord, we pray this morning that you would open our eyes to see wonderful truths in your word. You would open our ears to hear you speak to us. Lord, you would soften our hearts to receive your truth and respond to you, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this morning we're returning to sunny Crete, the place where this short book of Titus is set. And if you've been with us over the past few weeks, you'll have seen with us that Titus is all about the truth that leads to godliness. The truth that leads to godliness. And so we've seen that Titus, well, he needs to appoint godly elders to serve in the church. But as we reach the end of chapter 1 this morning, we're going to need to heed the warning that it gives, as Titus needs to do a bit of firefighting. As Andy prayed for earlier, and you'll have seen in the news in the past week or so, wildfires have been raging all the way from Suffolk down to Spain. But they've also hit the island of Crete, where we're going to in our hearts and minds this morning. They've been wreaking havoc, causing a lot of damage and destruction wherever they go. That's a good picture for us of the kind of damage being done in the church by ungodly leaders. Like a wildfire, what they're teaching spreads through the church, setting fire to things like dry forests and heathland. And with Titus and the other elders, they've got to act a bit like the firefighters. They've got to be putting out these dangerous flames. If not, Paul warns Titus, the result is going to be a lot of damage and destruction, which is deadly for the church. So we're going to see the warning this morning that the end of Titus 1 gives us. Now, as we discovered, Paul has assigned Titus the task of staying in Crete so that he could restore order to this network of churches that is around. Chapter 1, verse 5, "The reason I left you in Crete was that you might straighten out what was left unfinished and appoint elders in every town as I directed you." Like a firefighter tackling the dangerous wildfire, Titus has a work to do. He's got to place the churches on a solid foundation with godly leadership so that they might grow in godliness. And chapter 1, verse 5, Paul's asked Titus to set things straight, to put order in the churches, to help the church work out what does it look like to live a Christian life? What does it look like to live out the gospel? The church needs to not just be talking about God, but needs to be backing that up with godly living throughout the week. So if you were with us last time, we were looking in verses 5 to 9 at the positive approach that he has to do, appointing godly elders in the church to help them grow in godliness. This week, it's the negative side. If the positive side is appointing elders, this week it's the negative side, opposing ungodliness. And I guess the challenge for us this morning is going to be a bit like this. Can you and I heed the warnings? Will we listen to the warnings that are being given? In other words, we're asking ourselves the question this morning, are you and I teachable? Do we have soft hearts and ears to hear? Are we teachable? Will we heed the warnings that we hear? Can we make sure that we do not fall into the same trap that they do? That is, we don't listen to or get sidetracked by false teachers. We oppose ungodliness. The challenge this morning for us is not going to be, can I be a heresy hunter? Can I be suspicious and judgmental of everyone else and spot heresy wherever it is? No, that's not the challenge for you and I this morning. No, it's can we listen to the warnings given? Are we teachable? Can we make sure we don't fall into the same trap that they did? In other words, we've got to watch out. Watch out so that we are not deceived. We've got to pay attention, listen to godly teaching and advice, and we've got to make sure that our lives and our lips, they match up. that our profession of faith and our practice match. We've got to watch out, pay attention, and make